Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bring us back with that great song. It's Ferry Across the Mersey. That's Jerry with the G, by the way. And we got our good friend Vicky Milazzo, Vicky with a V, back with us. Vicky's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Wicked Success Inside Every Woman. That's a best-selling book, by the way, New York Times bestseller. She is the founder of Vicky Milazzo Institute, and we're talking about women, helping women accomplish all the stuff that they're capable of. And Vicky, one of the things, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things you encourage women to do is to not act like a man. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a time when women can be women in the corporate setting or if they own their own businesses and still be highly successful, because we are starting to recognize all of the qualities that women possess, like our ability to collaborate, our agility, our relationship building qualities that make a big difference. There was a study in Harvard Business Review that basically said when you add more men to a group, like a brainstorm group, that mm-hmm. the collective intelligence is unchanged. But when you add more women, the collective intelligence increases. And I think that's due to a lot of our collaboration, our willingness to listen and not right. have to be right in every situation.
Now, that last part is correct. Men do like to be right. Women don't are not like that. But I will tell you this, two things there. Number one, on the collaboration thing, sometimes you have to stop collaborating and just pull the trigger.
Absolutely.
So women do have an issue pulling the trigger that men don't have, and then the talking to each other, you know, sometimes you have to get to the point. Now, I'm not saying anybody in particular about any particular gender. I'm just saying those are things that really make for efficient business. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, business is all about making decisions, but more importantly, executing. So if it's all about talking and not about right. execution, people aren't going to be very successful.
And if
we're pretty good executors. I mean, women, okay. that's what we do. We get a lot accomplished in a day.
Right. Exactly. No, I agree. All right. So another thing, though, that I'll say is that if you're a woman and you want to get men to listen to you, they'll listen to you a lot longer if the first thing you do is put whatever you're about to say into context. In other words, don't start talking about something that doesn't give them any frame of reference and expect them to listen longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, I learned that from lawyers. You know, lawyers,
we need context. We need to know, okay, I was on a mountain and I started climbing. I don't need to hear, you know, I was climbing one day and I forgot my gear. And where are you climbing? Please tell me what we're doing.
Yeah. Lawyers taught me that, because lawyers are real bottom line.
Yep.
In fact, I always teach our consultants, when you're communicating with an attorney, give them the bottom line first and then the detail. That's a communication principle that's applicable for anybody
right.
in any setting.
Right, exactly. All right, let's talk. How about, of course, we know women are great collaborators. Women are great networkers. That's another thing I've observed.
Oh, absolutely. We're real good at networking, and I think the key for women, if you really want to excel in your setting, is to network with the big players, okay? A big mistake sometimes we can make in the workplace is to hang out with our friends and,
yep.
you know, the people who are at our level. But this is something that men know, okay? That truism that it's not what you know but who you know. Men have figured that one out. And this is what women need to figure out. So you need to start to, if you want to excel in the workplace, network with the people who are higher than you.
Right.
And stay out of the gossip chain.
Now, this comes back to what Sheryl Sandberg said in her book about mentors. She broke it open that women aren't always as good at mentors as men are.
Yeah, I think that's an insight that has been written about pretty heavily.
Do you agree
in the
with
last
that?
Couple of years. Absolutely, because men...
But yet you've made an industry doing the opposite.
Well, our
you made a living mentoring women.
Absolutely. That's what we do. We mentor
people. And that's the reason I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, we don't just teach people how to build a business. We actually mentor them in the midst of their business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is good advice from Sheryl Sandberg because basically, again, you know, men, they grew up playing sports, you know. And so what do you do in sports? You learn to network with the right people.
But you also learn that there's a respect that happens when that happens. It's not just connection. There's a respect thing that men forge with each other that women could really need to focus on a little bit more, in my opinion. What do you think? It's called chivalry. The actual term is chivalry. The chivalry among men, not so much among women.
I'm not really sure what you mean by that.
Well, the accomplishment in a team.
Mean you can still shake hands with the opponent?
Yeah, after the guy just butted your nose and you don't take it personally. No, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I think more and more women are learning that they have to leave themselves. Check themselves at the door when they walk into the workplace. And so some of the emotions that perhaps we might display at home with a spouse don't necessarily work in the workplace. For example, at my company, I say there's no crying at Vicky Malazzo Institute.
No crying at Vicky's.
No crying.
Or baseball.
It's all about, you know, buck up and step in and basically conduct yourself in a business like that.
My wife says put your big girl pants on, right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Vicky, I need your website, please.
It's wickedsuccess.com.
Check it out, folks. You're going to love the book. And go to her website and check out what they're doing there, Vicky Malazzo Institute. Ladies, nurses, she's doing some great work there. I'm really proud of what they've accomplished on behalf of you. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.